Welcome to the NewsRamp Blockchain and Web3 Technologies podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, October 29th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of blockchain and Web3 technologies news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Web3 Media breaks Nexplat Corp. NXPL NXPLW granted 180-day NASDAQ extension to regain minimum bid price compliance. Nexplat Corp. NASP NXPLW has been granted an additional 180 calendar day extension by NASDAQ to regain compliance with the $1 minimum bid price requirement. The company now has until April 27, 2026 to achieve a closing bid price of at least $1 per share for 10 consecutive business days. This extension does not impact Nexplat's listing on the NASDAQ Capital Market. NASDAQ granted the extension after confirming the company meets all other listing criteria and has expressed its intention to regain compliance if needed through a reverse stock split.
Quantum Art achieves 10x circuit depth compression and 30% error reduction using multi-qubit gates and NVIDIA CUDA-Q platform. Quantum Art, in collaboration with NVIDIA, has achieved a significant milestone by achieving 10 times compression in circuit depth and a 30% reduction in error rates. By utilizing multi-qubit gates and NVIDIA CUDA-Q platform, Quantum Art was able to optimize hardware-software integration, resulting in faster runtime and higher performance. This advancement shortens the path to commercial applications at scale. Dr. Tal David, CEO of Quantum Art, emphasized the importance of programmable all-to-all multi-qubit gates in advancing fault-tolerant quantum computing. Dr. Amit Ben-Kish, CTO and co-founder, highlighted the general-purpose compiler's ability to optimize large quantum circuits with few multi-qubit gates, leading to significant performance gains. NVIDIA's Group Product Manager for Quantum Computing, Sam Stanwyck, praised Quantum Art's use of CUDA-Q to achieve circuit depth compression and error reduction, showcasing the impact of AI supercomputing advancements in quantum computing.
DataVault AI, DVLT, licenses carbon credit tokenization system to Nature's Miracle in $2 million global agreement. DataVault AI, a leader in patented data tokenization and monetization technologies, has entered a $2 million global licensing agreement with Nature's Miracle Holding Inc., a sustainable agriculture and environmental technology company. Nature's Miracle will license DataVault AI's carbon credit tokenization system, allowing them to develop, distribute, and commercialize blockchain-powered carbon credit solutions. DataVault AI will receive a $2 million license fee and a 35% royalty on all gross revenue. This partnership aims to enhance sustainability reporting through blockchain integration, providing scalable and transparent carbon credit verification and trading. CEO Nathaniel Bradley sees this as a significant step in DataVault AI's strategy to expand into high-growth industries like sustainability and carbon markets.
Crypto news breaks. Beeline Holdings Inc., NASDAQ BLNE CEO highlights blockchain home equity platform launch in exclusive Benzinga interview. Beeline Holdings CEO and co-founder Nick Luza discussed the launch of Beeline Equity, the first blockchain-powered home equity platform, in an exclusive interview with Benzinga. The platform allows homeowners to sell fractional equity in their properties without debt or monthly payments, with each transaction tokenized on blockchain. Beeline closed 5 equity transactions last week, expects 25 more in 45 days, and is already taking 2026 applications. The company plans to scale nationwide with anticipated interest rate cuts, improving housing affordability, and creating tailwinds for the digital mortgage sector. Biomed News breaks Beeline Holdings Inc., NASDAQ BLNE CEO highlights blockchain home equity platform launch in exclusive Benzinga interview. Beeline Holds Inc., BLNE CEO Nick Luza shared insights on the company's growth and industry outlook in an exclusive interview with Benzinga. Following the launch of Beeline Equity, the first blockchain-powered home equity platform in the nation, homeowners can now sell fractional equity without debt or monthly payments. 5 equity transactions closed last week, with 25 more expected in 45 days. Beeline is already receiving 2026 applications due to high demand. The company plans to expand nationwide as interest rate cuts boost housing affordability, benefiting the digital mortgage sector. Beeline Holdings is a mortgage fintech company based in Providence, Rhode Island, offering a faster, smarter path to home loans through its AI-powered platform. Web3 Media Breaks, DataVault AI Inc., NASDAQ DVLT, licenses carbon credit tokenization system to Nature's Miracle, OTCQB, NMHI, in $2 million global agreement. DataVault AI Inc. has entered into a $2 million global licensing agreement with Nature's Miracle Holding Inc. The deal grants Nature's Miracle rights to develop, distribute, and commercialize blockchain-powered carbon credit solutions using DataVault AI's carbon credit tokenization system. DataVault AI will receive a $2 million license fee and a 35% royalty on gross revenue. CEO Nathaniel Bradley views this partnership as a significant step in commercializing their patent portfolio in sustainability and carbon markets. The agreement aims to enable scalable, transparent, and fraud-resistant carbon credit verification and trading, enhancing sustainability reporting through blockchain integration.
Tech Media Breaks, DataVault AI Inc. NASDAQ DVLT launches insurance and accounting data unions to monetize high-value industry data. DataVault AI Inc., traded on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol DVLT, has launched two new data unions, the Insurance Data Union in partnership with the Independent Insurance Agents and Brokers of America, and the Accounting Data Union in collaboration with leading accounting firms nationwide. These initiatives will tokenize anonymized insurance and accounting data using DataVault AI's patented technologies to enable secure monetization. Participants will be compensated for qualified assets scored through DataVault AI's DataScore, DataValue, and DataVault Bank systems. DataVault AI is a leader in AI experience, valuation, and asset monetization in the Web 3.0 environment, offering comprehensive solutions in its acoustic science and data science divisions. For more information, visit DataVault AI's website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Blockchain and Web3 Technologies podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.